Okay, Rabbi Osei, we are moving on to a new topic, and we're going to work through the Malach of Dash. It's going to take us at least a couple of days. So we so right now we're going to get started, and we'll start again. The Gemara initially deals with a very technical issue, but then it goes into something that's going to be very fundamental. So let's take a look at the Gemara. We're going to start with Amar Rav Papa and Daf Ayin Gimel Midays. Amar Rav Papa, Hayman Deshada Pisa Ledikla. So a person takes a clod of dirt and he throws it against the dekel tree, va'aser tamri, and he causes tamarim, dates, to fall off. So yichayv shtayim, achas mishum toles, va'achas mishum mafarik. So the Gemara tells us, Rav Papa tells us, you have two separate malachos. You have a malacha of mafarik, you have a malacha of toles, and Rashi explains toles is a tolda of dash. I'm sorry, toles is a tolda of kotzer, and mafarik is a tolda of dash. And comes along Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi says, what are you talking about? This is not an Issa Doraisa, ain't there Tlisha Bekach, ain't there Prika Bekach. This is a radical, radical Shinui. And as a radical Shinui, this is not, you're not going to be Chai. That is the approach. That's what Rav Ashi says. See, my focus over here, whether you're Chai or not, and we are going to focus on Rav Papa that says an Isser of Tolish and Isser of Mefarik. So Rashi explains, what is Mefarik? Let's say Rashi inside, Tolda de Dosh. It's a Tolda of Melech's Dosh. Shemefarik Tvua Mishibaleha. What is Dosh? Dosh is when you're Mefarik, literally to separate, to crack the Tvua, which is the kernel of grain, from the Shibolim, from the stalk, from the sheaf. And that's the lashon of poreik min hachamor. We have a mitzvah of prika. Prika is a mitzvah when you have a chamor that is laden with a burden, and you unload it. So unloading, separating the burden off of the chamor, that's called poreik. So Rashi has explained the language of mefareik is when you separate, you unburden, if you will, the sheath of the kernel. And over here as well. Sorry about that. I'm just nervous. That's my results. Over here as well, you are mefarek hatmarim min hamachbedos. You're mefarek. You're separating. You're unloading the tmarim from the machbedos. I sent a picture, and again, I'm encouraging you. At some point today, go out to the front. In the front, when you enter into the building from the front, you'll see a very tall palm tree. And you'll see that the palm tree goes way up, and then it has the green leaves. And right below the green leaves, there are these browner leaves, and on those brown leaves, that's where you have the tamarim, and they hang down. The tamarim are heavy, they hang down, they're a weight. That's why they're called machbedos, machbedos miloshen kaved. They have a weight to them, and as a result of that weight, they get pulled down, and when you separate the tamarim, you unburden the machbedos, those leaves that are carrying the tamarim from the tamarim, Rashi says that is the mefarik, that is going to be the issur. And all the Rishonim come along and argue on Rashi. Tosas, for example, says Rashi's vachas mishum mefarik. The ain nira l'ri k'moshu mefarish Rashi shemefarik ha'ila mi masoi min ha'perosh Allah, that you're unburdening the tree from the peros. No, that's not what's going on. Ela k'moshu pireish Rabbeinu Shmuel. Rather, the pshat is like Rabbeinu Shmuel. I believe that's the Rashbam, Rashi's grandson. Sheyesh al hatmarim klipa he'elyona. The tamarim, and if you look at the picture that I sent, the tamarim have a brown shell, like a brown peel. And when you knot down the tamarim, your mefarik is haklipa min hatmarim. The havei kamo dash, it's like peeling. When you peel, when you separate the klipa, the shell, from the fruit from the inner from the shell, that is the malacha of dash. That's the malach of dash, and that's similar to, again, when you have a kernel and you take it, you separate the kernel from the sheev, its shell, so that is the malach of dash. So you have a machlokas over here, Rashi and Tosis. Most of the Rishonim are going to learn like Tosis, and if you take a look at the Rabbeinu Chananel that I gave you, so the Rabbeinu Chananel makes an important subtle point, which I just want to really emphasize, and that is Rabbeinu Chananel says, and the Ran echoes this, Hadash hu HaMefarek HaPsoles HaMichuberes BaOchel. So dosh is mefarek, separating the psoles, the bad part, from the good part, from the ochel. UMechinasam LeBreira or kvara bezria or beharkada. And it prepares. It's the step right before borer or zore or merake. And the Ran says as well, hadosh lahotzi habar min hapsoles sha'alav, to get rid of the separate the grain from the psoles. Vahad kachashiv dosh vizore uborer. Afal pisha domim zela zed dukulim lahotzi hapsoles min haochel lefisha ein maasem shavin ve'enim bizman echad. In other words, what both the Ran and Rabbeinu Chananel are saying is that there is a family of malachos that are very, very similar. And that family of malachos includes Dosh, Zore, Borer, and Merakid, all part of the same family. And the family, we're going to call that family, if I were to give it a name, we're going to call it separation of bad from good. That's what Dush is. That's what Borer is. That's what Zora is. That's what Merakit is. And as we'll see when we go forward, these four malachos are interrelated. I'm going to put Dush on the side for a second, but Borer, Zora, Merakit are all malachos of Borer. We call them all Borer. They're done in different ways, but it's essentially the same. Zora is you take the wind and you throw the kernels up in the air, the light stuff blows away in the wind, the heavy stuff falls to the bottom, and now you have the schmutz of this heavier kernels. Now to separate the schmutz with your hands from the kernels, that's borer. And now you have, and then the next stage is you'll sift it out in a machine, in a sifter, and that's merakeh, but it's all essentially the same. And people ask me all the time, what's the difference between dush and borer? And the answer is, it's very similar. Dush is the step that precedes borer. It comes first. It's the step where they're still attached, where the psoles and the ochel are still attached, and now you crack away, you separate the psoles from the ochel, but now you're still going to be left with schmutz, with dirt on the kernel, and that's the next stage of borer. When it's attached, the separation of psoles from ochel is dush, and the next stage, when it's not attached, is going to be borer. But dush is certainly in that same family, and that's what the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ran make clear, and the reason they're separate malachos is because there's significant stages in the processing of the food. Since there's significant stages in the processing, dush counts as its own malacha. It's done at different times. Stage one is dush, stage two is borer, stage three and stage four, but it is conceptually not so different. If you to ask me just to lisaber ta ozen, to make it kind of something more real to you, what cracking a nut looks like, it looks like when you crack a nut, you crack a peanut, that looks like dush. In other words, you have an attachment and then you break it and then you open up and to get that nut. I'm not saying it's us to do that, but I am saying that that's kind of how you should think of the av malacha of dush. Okay, that's going to be the av malacha. So far, so good? Okay, but right away, Tosfos is going to get us into the Tolda. And that's going to be a very important Tosis. I don't know if you successfully navigated the Tosis. And one quick word. We're going to go through the Tosis carefully. But does the Gemara anywhere tell you why Mefarek is Chayv? Does the Gemara tell us?
No, I think the Gemara didn't say anything at all.
Okay, that's really important. It's always important to separate the Gemara from the Rishonim. So the Gemara says that when you go ahead and throw the cloud of dirt into the tamar, the date falls down, it's mefarik. The Gemara doesn't tell you that mefarik is a tolda of X. All we know right now is Rashi says mefarik is a tolda of dush. And Gabi, no yawning. No yawning. Gabi, so it's a, and in general, no shear in the dorm rooms. Also, that's a cloud guttle. Okay, so when it comes to the malacha of the tolda, mefarik Rashi says the tolda of dush. That's clear. But that's not in the Gemara. And what we need to do is we need to understand specifically what, get to this Tosis, because Tosis has a very, very strong kasha. And you'll see we're going to collect a lot of Gemaras now. So it's important, this Tosis, to really get down. We're going to be building on this Tosis quite a bit. So let's take a look at Tosis inside. We're going to go through it methodically and carefully. Mefarik, Perish Rashi, Dave Tolda, Dedosh, Vekoshel, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, I have a problem. Shilhi Hamatznia. In Perek Hamatznia and Davtzadi Hemet Alf Maseches Shabbos, Omar, the Cholev Chai Mishum Mefarek. So there the Gemara tells us, Cholev, milking a cow is also Mishum Mefarek. And Rashi right there now is going to be a Tzarech Iyun. Because if you want to tell me, good, separating the Tamar from the tree, that's Dosh, that's Mefarek, fine, that's called Dosh, I can live with that. But how am I going to explain that Cholev, milking a cow, is Dosh? It doesn't resemble Dosh whatsoever. Moreover, Ha'amar Lekamon, we will learn later on Daf Ayin Hey. It's a short blot away. Gabe Hapotzea Chilazon. When you go ahead and squeeze a Chilazon for its liquid to get the Tcheles. Dilarabonon Ein Disha Elabigdule Karka. Rabbi Yehuda over there on Daf Ayin Hey says Disha. That's Yechad Mishum Dosh. When you squeeze the Chilazon for its liquid, for the Tcheles, that is Dosh. Chachamim say, Rabbanan says it's not Dosh. Why? Because in order to be Dosh, you need Gidule Karka. It has to grow from the ground. Ein Dish al Gidule Karka. And Chilazon doesn't grow from the ground. And that is the Kasha of Tosis. So just let's review. What is Tosis's problem? Tosis says there's a rule, there's a principle. Ein Dish al Gidule Karka. We learn that out from Chilazon. Now Rashi wants to say chole that mefarek is dush. And the Gemara says later on in Daf Tzadi Hey, cholev is mefarek. But clearly an animal is not gidule karka, so you cannot say mefarek is dush. Is the question of Tosis clear?
Ready?
Yes, Binyamin.
Dosh is not taking bad from good, so how can you classify it under Borer?
It's separating psoles from ochel. It's separating the inedible part of the wheat, of the chaff, of the sheave, the inedible part. You're extracting the kernel, which is the edible part, from the sheave, from the stalk, that is the inedible part. So that's Borer-like. Rabbo says the kashatos is clear.
Rabbi.
Binyamin.
Rabbi, just to clarify, you're saying that Tosos says that there's a principle that Dosh can only be something from the ground, but then we have a Gemara that says with the talus on the snail, when you extract that, that's mefarik.
No, time out, one more time.
Okay.
Again, write this down. I'm going to just give you the postulates, okay? Gemara number one says, Daf Ayin Hey, when you squeeze a chilazon, Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham. Write this down. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Dosh. According to Chacham, it cannot be Dosh because Ein Disha Ela Bigidule Karka and a Chilazon is not Gidule Karka. Dosh requires Gidule Karka. So it's Machlokas number one. Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, is Dosh Gidule Karka or not? Chachamim say that it only applies to Gidule Karka and Chilazon is not Gidule Karka, so it cannot be Dosh. That's rule number one. Chachamim say Ein Disha El Gidule Karka. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Presumably the halacha is like Chachamim. That's postulate number one. Postulate number two. The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos Daf Tzadi Hey says, Cholev equals Mefarik. When you go ahead and milk a cow, you violate the Isser of Mefarik. That's postulate number two. Now, statement number three. This is not a postulate. This is a position. Rashi says, Mefarek equals Dosh. Mefarek is Dosh. Tosfos now asks, can't be. Why? Because of postulate number one. If you want to tell me that Mefarek equals Dosh, then Mefarek only applies by Gidule Karka. And a cow does not grow in the ground. It only applies to vegetation, not to cows. That's the kasha of Tosis.
Rabbi, you already said in
Shira that stop, cow is Stop. So what's Gavi saying? Go ahead, Gavi, start. Stop. Gavi, don't mute yourself, but stop. Keep yourself on, okay? Look inside Tosis, and I'm going to read the next two words. Tell me if I'm reading them right or wrong. Okay? V'yesh loymar. Gavi? Did I read them right or wrong?
Oh, no, I don't have my Tosfos with me yet.
Oh, so you're building a lot of strikes, Gavi Silver.
Really, I don't feel, I have like a cold, so that's why I'm in my room.
Ah, the cold. Okay, the famous cold story. Okay, Gavaldik, good for you. Good for you. V'yesh lomar. So Tosfos gives an answer. V'yesh lomar. Is that your Gerson Tosfos? Is that your Gerson Tosfos?
No, it says V'ein lomar.
Oh, it says V'ein lomar. But I'm reading V'yesh lomar. What does that mean?
That Tosfos gives an answer.
So anytime you have an Ein Lomar, my Rebbe Rav Yehuda Parnas always used to knock this into our heads. When the Tosfos says an Ein Lomar, know that he's giving an answer. It's a Yesh Lomar, which Tosfos doesn't like. But it is an answer, which Tosfos doesn't like. So says Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar, I don't like this answer to Tosfos. But Tosfos says, maybe you can argue like Gabi Silver. That what? Dafka chilazon. Shehu dag. Patri Rabbanan Dilahave Gidule Karka, Aval Bechoylev Mechaive, De Behemo Chashive Gidule Karka. Maybe you can argue, you can salvage Rashi. Yeah, a chilazon, where does a chilazon live? A chilazon is a snail that's a sea creature. Sea creatures are not Gidule Karka. But a cow lives on the ground. What does it eat? It eats grass. Where is it sustained from? It's sustained from karka. So maybe the definition of gidulei karka is not grows in the ground, but is rather sustained from the ground. And now Rashi can maintain cholev is mefarik because a cow is classified as gidulei karka. And in fact, there is a Gemara that says just that. 3 weeks ago in the Daf Yomi, we learned Erev in Daf Chav Zayin. And Erev in Daf Chav Zayin, it says b'chol ma'aravin, d'ha al korcha, it says exactly that an animal can be gidulei karka. However, Tosfos says ein lomar. Tosfos doesn't like this answer. Why? Because he says, deha al korchak taima derabbanan. Why did the rabbi say ein disha ela bigdulei karka? Is mishum dialfinan luhu misamamanim sheva mishkan. Because what is the source of meleches dash? The source of meleches dash is the samamanim in the mishkan, is the dyes in the mishkan. And the dyes in the Mishkan were, of course, Gidulei Karka. And Ein Disha Ela Bigdulei Karka. Because Legabe Dover Ha... What do you need? You need Dover Ha Gado Mamish Minah Karka. And Lo Chashiva Behema Gidulei Karka. And he brings another Gemara, Kedamina Basokas HaPoelim, like we have in Bava Metzia Daf Sarihe. Because the Gemara there says that a worker or an animal, while it's doing dosh, while it's doing dash, is allowed to eat from the tvua. And the Gemara says, that's a pasuk in Chumash, that you're not allowed to muzzle an animal while it's doing dash. And the Gemara says, ochel bo, the animal is allowed to eat, ma dayish, miyuchat shubidele karka, upoel ochel bo, af kol, yotzan. And the Gemara is explicit, yotza hacholev. Milking a cow is not considered to be gidulei karka. A worker is not allowed to eat while he's milking the cow. So cows are not called gidulei karka. So yes, you have conflicting evidence, a Gemara in Erevin, a Gemara over here in Bava Metzia, but Tosfos' conclusion is, don't give me that Gabi Silver Chiddush. Do not tell me that cows are gidulei karka. I don't buy it. The reason that the Chacham say, Ein Dishal gidulei karka, has to be domel a Mishkan, and the Mishkan, the dust came from the samamanim, the herbs. The herbs do grow in the ground. They are gidulei karka. The definition of gidulei karka is that which grows in the ground, not that which is sustained in the ground. And therefore, ein lomar. And therefore, kashan rashi. Good? Okay. So now Tosfos is going to suggest another answer. And he's going to open up the answer with saying, vidochak lomar. What does dochak lomar mean?
You're forced to say.
Yeah, you're forced to say. It's difficult to say. Like if you push me into a corner, maybe we have to say this, but we're not happy to say this. Vidochak lomar. It's very difficult to say that the braisa de hamatznia osi k'rab Yehuda de polig l'kamon ad rabon. So maybe if you push me into a corner, you'll have to say that the Brisa later on in Perek HaMatzni, Adat Sarihei, is according to Rabbi Yehuda. What's Tosa saying? Ving?
Rabbi Yehuda says that if you squeeze the chilazon from the liquid, it is dash. In which case, that would show that animals are eviling karka.
No. You blew it. Not that animals are giduli karka.
Not that.
Let's get some help from your chavrusa. Go ahead, Binyamin.
That dust doesn't need to be giduli karka.
Excellent. Yeah, that's all he's saying. In other words, he's saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds that dust does not require giduli karka. So maybe you can argue it's dochak. Why is it dochak? Why is it dochak to say that the Gemara in Perek HaMatzniyah on Daf Sarihei is like Rabbi Yehuda? Why is that a difficult thing to say? Ving?
Because in general, we hold like the Chachamim against a single.
That's correct. When you have a Yachid and a Rabim, so the Halacha is going to be like the Rabim. So to go ahead and say that Gemara in Daf Sarihei, which is a pretty normative mainstream Gemara, that Chol of Ischad Mishum Afarik is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's Dachuk to say. But at the end of the day, we might be stuck with that position because Rashi is putting us into this bind. So v'docha glome de brayta matzniya asi k'Rabbi Yehuda de palagel cham de adrabanan. You could say that, but it's a difficult thing to say. And therefore comes along Rabbeinu Tam in a very, very famous shita. V'nira l'Rabbeinu Tam de mefarek chayav mishum memachek. Whoa. De kishecholev memachek es hadad. So comes along Rabbeinu Tam and says, yep, when the Gemara says later on in Daat Sarihei that Cholev is Chayav Mishum Mefarek, you know what Mefarek is a tolda of? Mefarek is a tolda of Memachik. Memachik. Do you remember what Memachik is? Mayor, Kahed, don't be shy, Mayor. What's Memachik?
Is it smoothing? I don't think I'm right.
You don't think you're right, but I'll give it to you, Mayor. It's smoothing. Yes, mamachik is smoothing. That's correct. So when you milk a cow, what are you smoothing anything? Is there any smoothing action going on? Come on, I know you've been to some farms and milked cows. So says Rabbeinu Tam, yes, when you go ahead and you pull at the udder and you stretch the udder to milk the cow, you're smoothing out the udder. You're massaging the udder, smoothing it out, and that is mamachik. Wow. That is a tremendous chiddush, but because of the kasha of Ein Dishal G'dulei Karka, Rabbeinu Tam says, I need another pshat. So why is Cholev also Mishum Mefarek, which is a tolda of Memachik? Now, that's going to have a lot of problems. Many problems. First and foremost, does that mean when you knock down when you throw the clod of dirt on the dekel tree, you knock down the fruit, that's also a tolda of Memachik? That's a strange thing to say. But that's one problem. And then Tosis comes up and he says, we have another major, major problem. A major problem. I'm going to start doing this a little outside. It's really important you see these Gemaras. They're going to be, we're going to spend a lot of time on this. But the Gemara later on in Daf Kuf Mem Dalid is going to discuss the following. It's going to tell us that, let's say it's a Shabbos or a Yontif, for example, and you need grape juice. You want some grape juice. You want some olive oil or you want some milk. So the Gemara says, are you allowed to squeeze grape juice for the juice? The Gemara says, you're not allowed to unless you do it into a plate. You can do it into a plate, not into a cup. Olive oil onto a plate, not into a cup. Milk, not into a cup, yes, into a plate. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? Plate usser, mutter, cup usser. So the Gemara explains as follows. When you extract the juice from a grape, the oil from an olive, the milk from the udder, what are you producing? What are you creating? What are you generating? What's the common denominator of all those cases?
Liquid from the solid.
Liquid from solid. You're extracting a liquid from a solid. And that is the iser of schita. There's a liquid inside. You're extracting the, separating the outside kernel from the inside liquid, extraction, which is similar to dash. That's what you do when you do dash. And the Gemara says, Bamed Varmamurim, when is that going to be usser? It's going to be usser if you do it into a cup. Why? Because you're producing a juice, a liquid, a beverage. But if you do it into a plate, and Rashi explains, what does a plate mean? A plate that has food in it. So for example, you have a bowl of Cheerios and you open the fridge and there's no milk, but there is Betsy in the backyard. And you go to Betsy in the backyard and you take your bowl and you go under the udder and you go ahead and squeeze out the milk into the bowl of cereal and you say, ah, geschmack. So if you did that on...
I haven't seen it a couple weeks ago.
Are we still talking about the girlfriend
from
the last night?
No, that was Bertha. That was Bertha. That was someone else. Anyway, the halacha is that would be mutter. That would be mutter. Why would that be mutter? Because there, once you milk the cow, is the liquid a liquid or is it engulfed now in solid? Is it still food? When you squeeze the olives into a salad, when you squeeze the grapes into a food, so it was liquid stuck in ochel, and now it's still liquid stuck in ochel. So you haven't done anything. So the Gemara says that is mutter. If it's into a cup and now you have a liquid, you've extracted a liquid from a solid, that's awesome. But when you extract a liquid from a solid, but it's still in solid, that is going to be, says the Gemara, mutter. That's the Gemara in Daf Kuf Mem Dal. So does that make sense, that Gemara? That makes a lot of sense. According to who does that make sense? That's going to make a lot of sense according to Rashi. It's going to be very relevant to Halacha. We'll show you the Mishnah Berurah next week. But the Mishnah Berurah says if you want to have lemon in your tea, what you can do is you can't squeeze the lemon into the tea because now you produced lemon juice. But to squeeze lemon into sugar, and now it's in the sugar, now you're going to put the sugar in the tea, that's going to be mutter because the schita is into a solid. Now let's go back inside Tosis. Let's finish up Tosis, read inside, and then we'll pick it up next week. So comes along the Tosis. We just brought the pshat of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that the reason for the iser of milking a cow is mefarik, which is a tolda of memachik, which is a tolda of smoothing. And says Rabbeinu, the Ri, ve'ein nira l'ri. This doesn't make any sense, says the Ri. The beperek chavis, because on daf kuf mem dalet amid beis amrina. We learned over there what I just said over. Cholev adam l'tocha kedera. You're allowed to milk a cow into a bowl which has food in it. Avalo l'tocha ka'ara, but not into an empty plate or an empty cup. That's going to be aser. Now, what's the difference? The difference is I just described it. Ule Rabbeinu Tam, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, it says what? Who says that the iser of milking a cow is smoothing. So the iser is in the udder, not in the liquid, it's in the udder. So that's the iser, malu l'tocha kedera, malu l'tocha ka'ara. What difference does it make if it's into an empty bowl or a full bowl of food? Shouldn't make a difference. Either way, you've smoothed out the udder. That is the kasha of the Ri on Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, now Tosis says, Ula perish ha-kuntris. But if you hold the milking, iser milking a cow is indeed an iser of dash, osi shapir. That makes sense. Rashi actually is going to make sense with the Gemara in Daf Kuf Mem Dalet. Why? Kishahoya bedadin, when the liquid is where? Is in the dadin. Dadin means in the udder of the animal. So the milk is chashiv ochel. It's counted as ochel. Ukishacholev letoch hakedera. And when you milk it into your Cheerios, nami havi ochel. That's also ochel. The milk is still in ochel. Velo dami ledush shenishtane. And it's not similar to dush. Dush requires a change. And here, the liquid was in ochel. It's still in ochel. That's why it's mutter. If, however, it went from ochel to mashke, to liquid, that's going to be the issa. So Rashi is pretty smooth. Okay. That's almost finished. Almost finished. One more line. One more line, and then we'll call it. Venire de la perush hakunshrus. And maybe you'll have to say, and Tosis says, yep, halacha k'Rav Yehuda. Maybe we'll have to say that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, that what? That when it comes to dush, there's no requirement of gidulei karka. Tosis comes back to that point. Why? Because there's another Gemara that perhaps supports that idea. According to, assuming we hold animals, cows are not gidulei karka. Is milking a cow an iser doraisa on Shabbos or an iser drabanan? Can someone answer that question for me? Assuming a cow is not gidulei karka. Hello?
It's drabanan.
No, 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 no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's doraisa. And according to Chachamim, it's what? It's an Issa Drabban. Why according to Chachamim it's an Issa Drabban? Because Chachamim say, Ein Disha Ele B'Gidulei Karka. And an animal is not Gidulei Karka, but according to Rav Yehuda, it's Nissa Doraisa. So now he quotes another Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Samach. D'Amar Perek Afalpi, Amar Rav Marinus. If you have a little baby who's sick, a child who's sick, a three-year-old child who's sick, he needs milk and there is no milk. So what do you do? So the Gemara says something amazing. Do not do this at home, please. But the father's going to take his child to the backyard. Betsy's still in the backyard. You can't milk the cow because that's asur, according to Yehuda Dorais, according to Chacham Yisra Drabbanan. So what do? Just put the child underneath the udder and let the child suck milk from the udder. That'll be okay. Why will that be okay? Because, says the Gemara, my timer, goneach v'yonek chala b'Shabbos, he can go out and drink straight from the udder. No problem. Why is that no problem? Because it's mefarek kila achayad. It's a shinui. Ubimakum tsar, and in a case where the child is sick, lo gazubei rabbana. And that's the halacha. Now, Rabosai, how many steps of leniency are there? How many kulas are there in that halacha? How many steps did the Gemara get to say, yeah, this is mutter? Step one is, it's a shinui. It's kila achayad. He's sucking from the cow. That's a shinui. That's step one. Step two is the child's in pain. There's tsar. So how many steps did you get to mutter? Two steps. Shinui plus tsar. Says Tosis, perhaps that's a proof that we hold like Rav Yehuda. Why is that a proof like hold like Rav Yehuda? Because if it was only an Issa Drabbana, like Chachamim, because you need Gidulei Karka,
you wouldn't need a Shinui.
You wouldn't need two steps. One step would have been enough. Either Kila Achayad or B'makom Tsar, yes, you wouldn't need the two steps. You could milk directly with your hands and you'd only need one step to get from a Drabbana to a Doraisa, to a Mutter. However, now that you hold that it's an Isser de Oraisa, that because why? Because you hold that Rabbi Yehuda that Yesh Disha Shalobig Dulei Karka, that's why you need a double step. Kila Achayad and Tsar. And that says Tosis must be the position of Rashi. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the only way you can maintain cholev is mefarek and is a tolda of meleches dash. That is the core presentation of Tosis. There's a lot to talk about over here. There's a lot to talk about by cholev, by milking cows and a lot of things that come out of it. You could argue on this Tosfos on many different levels. You could argue that is that even if you hold that cows are gidulei karka, Chacham could maintain, and that's a solution, that cows are gidulei karka, and therefore it's is nisa dorais, and that's why you need the two steps. Obviously, Tosfos does not assume that way. Tosfos assumes that cows are not gidulei karka, and therefore he's stuck. He pushes Rashi to that dochak position that you need to get to, that we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up this discussion on the other side. Have an excellent Shabbos Kodesh. We will be in touch. I will be in touch with you. And Yitzhak Shem, we'll have a beautiful Shabbos. Shkoyach.